This goes to Dr. Mawari, M like Mary, A-W-A-R-I, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Ruth Kingscott, K-I-N-G-S-C-O-T-T. That's one word. Date of birth 5/5/1943. Dear Dr. Mawari, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Kingscott, who was seen in consultation September 17th of this year for progressively worsening creatinine levels. She had a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan done on 9/27 of 24. Right kidney was 9.6 centimeters with a few simple cysts. Left kidney, 9.9 centimeters with simple cyst and then a complex cyst. And we faxed a referral request to Covenant Urology, 9/30 of 2024, due to the complex cyst for further evaluation. Most likely she'll need an MRI for further evaluation to see if that's a solid lesion versus a different type of cyst. But generally urology will follow that. She did have difficulty with the post-void bladder scan. She reports that the toilet was too high. She could barely touch the floor with her toes. She didn't sit on the stool very long. It was cold also in the bathroom, so she is sure that she didn't fully empty her bladder. And she did have 150.8 milliliters of urine left in the bladder. So with better circumstances, she believes she can actually empty her bladder better than that. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. She urinates several times a day and once or twice at night. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligrams twice a day, amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily, diazide, 37.5, 25 milligram daily, and Vesicare, 5 milligram daily. Also, Synthroid, Pravacol, low-dose aspirin, and calcium with vitamin D. Physical exam, weight 156 pounds, which is stable. Pulse is 53 and blood pressure 120 over 50, left arm sitting large adult cuff. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/24, 2024. Creatinine, 1.91 with estimated GFR of 26. That level has been fluctuating. Previous levels were 1.45, 1.8, and 1.79. Calcium is 10.3, albumin 4.2, iron studies, ferritin 85, iron saturation 28, iron level 83, sodium 137, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 21, phosphorus is 3.8. Her kappa free light chains mildly elevated 3.12 with the normal ratio and normal lambda free light chains. That's most likely secondary to chronic renal disease. The immunofixation was negative for monoclonal protein. Hemoglobin remains low, 10.7, with the normal white count, normal platelets, and normal retic count. Assessment and plan, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating levels. We've asked the patient to continue having monthly lab studies done. 2, hypertension, well controlled with current medications. 3, complex left kidney cyst. And the patient is being referred to Covenant Urology for further evaluation and management of that complex left cyst. And we would like a MRI done instead of a CAT scan with contrast for further evaluation. due to stage 4 chronic kidney disease. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.